I just have to say, I just thought of this and just realized, but wheelbarrow full of dicks sounds like the grand prize on a gay game show.
You want to know what you want to know what you're playing for?
What's a wheelbarrow full of dicks?
Oh my god!
Oh my god! This is amazing,
bitches! This is amazing. I'm gonna get me some dick.
And welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike, joined by Napier.
Yo!
Yo!
So is Drunk not going to be here?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't have anything planned for Drunk, though. So, you know, I learned my lesson.
But Drunk did not. But that's
Drunk,
okay.
Drunk's going to show up and be angry radio guy.
Excellent. He can be angry radio
why
guy.
Why he was late. I went to the zoo the other day.
Why?
Why did I go to the zoo?
Yeah.
Because it's the fun thing to do, right? My sister came into town, you know. We went with my sister to the zoo.
Yeah, but you got to walk everywhere and
it was
the
fun.
Parking is
there's a new baby elephant.
Do you get to pet it?
No, but we did get to see it, and it was very hairy, the baby elephant.
Why didn't you get to pet it?
Why didn't I get to pet the baby elephant?
Yeah.
Because it was out. So I go to the zoo. We're winding down. Drunk's here, everybody. Hey, hey. I go to the zoo, and we're it's winding down. We're getting ready to leave.
What time of the day did you go to the zoo?
Like, you know, noontime, lunchtime-ish.
And it was during the week, right?
Yeah.
So it wasn't that busy.
No, it was actually really busy. Everybody's out for the summer. Yeah, there's a ton of kids and camps and lots of lesbians.
Lesbians love the zoo.
Right, right.
I think the gays love the zoo, too. Did you see any of them?
Well, I don't know exactly. They're hard to spot.
Who did you go with?
With like, my family.
Okay.
So we're getting ready to leave. We're kind of working our way to the exit of the zoo. And somewhere, like, in the middle, they had, like, a live band set up that was playing cover songs. I mean, they were doing, like, okay versions of, like, okay songs.
80s songs?
Yeah, you know, like, songs that everybody knows. Like, they did Sweet Home Alabama. Okay. They did shit like that, you know?
Did they sound good?
I mean, they sounded okay. I mean, they were doing an okay
most cover
job.
Bands sound good?
The cover band is not the story, though.
You made him up the damn story.
Off to the side of this cover band is this really old lady just fucking dancing her ass off. I mean, she had like this whole elaborate get up. I mean, like she wore like a ballerina outfit. She had like a tutu and
like
this whole thing.
She was there for the band.
She was there to fucking dance. I mean, she wasn't there to be at the zoo, and like there just happened to be a band, so she was vibing with it.
No, she's like
she
a
was there to dance, and so like I think this is the greatest thing in the world because it's this really really old lady.
Well, what's old?
I mean, she was
plus 55.
I would say if I could guess, like if we were like in a carnival act,
we were at Six Flags, right
and they
now.
Were like. Guess your age. I would guess she was 70.
Ooh.
Okay. Old lady.
Okay.
So I'm really excited about this lady because she's, I mean, she's fucking rocking these songs.
Is she skinny or fat? I got to get a picture here.
She's probably like, you know, she's on the fatter side, but she wasn't like fat.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? I mean, she had some extra pounds.
She looks like she done popped out about six kids. And
she looked like she had eaten plenty. She had eaten plenty.
But she wasn't morbid.
No. I mean, she wasn't, like, outrageously, morbidly obese. She was probably regular obese.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So she looked like Napier.
I'm regular obese.
You're regular obese?
Yeah.
Okay, she was a little bit less fat than you.
Oh. Excellent.
But not a lot less fat.
Just a little bit.
She was fat. She's a fat lady.
Okay.
But not like a fat lady. You know what I mean.
Yeah, she was in between, you know,
no,
extra
she could
fat
get around. And she was doing her dances. Anyway, so I says to Laura and my sister, I says, look, we got to sit around for a while and watch this old lady. This is going to be the highlight of my week. And I mean, like, every song, she would stop and wait for the next song to start. And as soon as the song started, she would just fucking start going. I mean, just...
Were they different dances or, like, the same one over and over?
They were very similar. I mean, okay. She had a lot of moves, but they were all incorporated into each dance.
Ah, okay.
But, I mean, she was fucking rocking these tunes. And, I
was
mean,
she keeping step or, like, going fucking at it, like, not even keeping track?
No, you know? it was just madness.
Okay.
And, I mean, you know, she was dodging people because it was busy. And there was people around. It wasn't like there was a designated area for her to dance. She was just dancing amongst the people moving around the zoo.
Yeah, so, a crowded zoo and a lot of people.
Is this far away from animals or is this right amongst them?
You're familiar with the zoo, right?
Ish. I haven't been there in like 10 years.
But. You know, like, the restaurant place in the middle?
Yeah.
It was kind of by that.
Okay.
So it wasn't really by any animals. I mean, it wasn't like any animals were like within eyeshot, but you're never really too far away from the animals at the zoo.
Right.
So anyway, I'm fucking crazy excited about this old lady dancing. I decide I'm going to, like, get out my phone and I'm going to record her for a couple of minutes. Mm-hmm. Just because I want to document this. How often do you see crazy old ladies dancing in public?
Sure.
So I documented it. I recorded like 3 minutes of this crazy old lady dancing, and I think I've really gotten something. I've captured a moment in time. And so I get home, and I'm getting ready to upload this video on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And just for giggles, I'm like, maybe somebody else saw the same thing I did. Maybe somebody else, maybe this chick's been around for a while. Maybe this is something I just don't know about. Okay. So I typed into YouTube to search St. Louis Zoo dancing. That's all I typed in.
Mm-hmm.
I scrolled down like 4 and I find a video of this woman dancing at like the art museum or something. So I click on it and sure enough, the video is from this woman.
Same day?
She said, well, no, it was a different day. And so like I click on her profile. And she has over 1,400 videos of her dancing.
Oh, she posted it herself.
Yes, she posted it herself. 1,400 videos of her dancing in different St. Louis locations where there's live music.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a man.
Oh.
Excellent.
She's a he.
She is a he. Yes. So... she is a transsexual, and every now and then she posts a video about places that won't let her dance, where she says, oh, well, it must be because I'm a transsexual. So he is actually a he.
So she's got a dong?
Yeah.
Then that's not really a
under
she.
Under that tutu. So, I mean, I still posted my video anyway because I was really excited about it, but, I mean, like, she has way better camera angles because she videotapes herself.
Yeah.
So it blew my fucking mind because I thought this crazy old. I mean, my sister said, you know, I'll give you $20 if you go dance with, you know,
he,
she. Well, I thought it was a she, and I was almost up for it.
And so you're super glad now that you didn't dance.
Well, with I mean, not that I'm a homophobe or anything, shim. But I mean, then I would have been like, you know, dancing with a shemale.
Well, I don't think that'd be homophobe. That'd be shemaleophobe.
Well, I mean, let's be honest here. Probably a gay guy, right?
Not necessarily, no.
Yeah. But
might just be an eccentric.
So where is everybody? We only got 3 in the room tonight?
I mean, 3's okay.
Yeah, I mean...
3's good.
Yeah.
We used to just have us and Amanda.
Listen to you,
I love
drunk.
These 3, but...
Listen to you. Did you do your homework, drunk?
I did. Now, Friday was my birthday, so I didn't do it on Friday.
Happy birthday, drunk!
I actually did it today.
Like, during work?
Yeah.
And how'd that go?
It went okay.
Do you want to just get into it now?
Is that what you want me to
do? Or
do
you want to wait? I liked better when you took notes.
Yeah.
Now, we gave you shit at the birth.
You just got it trapped up in the old noggin. I guess it's fresh in your mind. What were the two podcasts that you listened to this
today
week?
Today was Matt Reefer's 4 Hours of Power.
Which is only an hour.
Which is only an hour.
Does he lose points for having a stupid name for a show that's only an hour, but he says it's 4 hours?
No, I actually appreciate the hour show. And it was verse Chick and Dick.
Chick and Dick. Yes. Good friend of the program, Chick and Dick. Also on Radio FUBAR. They're both on Radio FUBAR.
So that way we can't get yelled at.
Wait. So why don't you just say Matt Reefer's Power Hour, right? Right? Right?
No, I mean...
Or Matt Reefer's Hour of Power.
What's wrong with 4 hours of power?
It's not 4 hours. I mean, that's the main reason that it's a bad name for a show.
Well, Motel 6 doesn't cost $6.
Okay, so first let's talk about the two shows before you go and just blurt it out.
So the Matt Reefer's 4 hours of power, the first half hour was good and hilarious.
You enjoyed the first half hour?
Yes. But the second half hour they did nothing but talk about Mr. Who.
Doctor Who?
Doctor Who.
Mr. Who. Is that... That was before he got his degree.
Yeah. Doctor Who. And I mean, I've never seen the show, so I mean...
So you were lost.
This is way over my head.
So... It's a certain niche audience.
It could be, yeah.
Well, it doesn't seem like they were always talking about Doctor Who.
It's just that day they were Doctor Who-ing it up.
It was just well, I mean,
if you listen to certain episodes of our show, you would think our show is nothing but gun talk. Is our show nothing but gun talk?
They got on a little bit of a jag. Sure.
Yeah. So I mean.
Okay.
Maybe I happen to catch them on the wrong week.
Okay, Chick and Dick, which is Unfit for FM's favorite show, by the way.
Are they?
Yes. What did you think of Chick and Dick?
They're pretty funny. This week they were talking about shit they wish they would have learned in high school.
What do you wish you would have learned in high school?
I don't know.
So you have no input on their topic?
Well, why do I want to steal their shit?
Well, because we're talking about it, so now we have license to steal all that shit.
Pulling out is better than using a condom.
Yeah, right. Condoms blow.
Yeah.
Anyway, this week's winner is Chicken Dick.
Chicken Dick wins.
Yeah. Like, if we were going purely by the first half hour of podcast, Matt Reefer's 4 hour power would have won, but that last half hour was over my head, so.
But was Chicken Dick good throughout?
Yes.
But their first half hour wasn't as good.
And I would give them another shake. Actually, I would give 4 hours of power another shake, too, but...
It is what it is.
That might come back in the wild card.
Yeah, but didn't you take out the wild card to put...
No.
Old Boy Show in or something?
No, the guy that called in is going to go up against Pod Cheese eventually.
Okay. Yeah, so yeah, they're definitely in the running.
Because the show that... that was up against Pod Cheese. I don't think they're doing shows anymore. Yeah. So that would just be
They're in the running. I got a couple that I think are in the running.
Right now, if you had to choose who gets the wild card spot.
It's between the 4 hours of power, the Walking Dead cast.
Dead Men Talking.
Dead Men Talking.
Yeah. And then there was another one I can't think of off the top of my head. I'd have to look at the list.
Sweet. So, I mean, while we're talking about our things...
Speaking of, how did we do on The Red?
The Red, we beat Ralphie May.
Hey, look at us.
I think that next time we're involved, I would like to pick our own clips, if that's possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind do you think that is possible?
I think, and that's what that, I was gonna. I was gonna tell you.
Do you get along with the Red?
I do. I get along with them. I really like their show a lot. They have a really good show.
Do you have a Twitter rapport with them?
Yeah. But I listen to their show too. I'm usually in the chat for their show. So. But you got succotashed again, buddy.
Oh, that's what you mean by I got succotashed. Yeah.
The
Red played nothing of me.
There was no drunk in the clips. In fact, when they talked about the show, they did a quick synopsis of what the show basically is.
Yeah.
They said the hosts, Mike and Napier.
Did they play Paul at all?
Nope.
So
it was last week. It was before you got here.
Oh.
I think they literally like played the first 5 minutes of the show. They were like, okay, we'll cut the first 5 minutes, and that's the clip. So you weren't here. So, I mean, normally you would have been in there.
Right.
But you were late.
Yeah, per usual.
I'm sorry.
So what was up with the drunk has the sexy voice comment?
That's actually from a while ago. I found it on my desktop. I don't think we ever talked about it, but when the Furnacast did their 50th episode, they did it live,
mm-hmm.
and they had a chat room, and one of the girls in their chat room, I didn't know who she was. I had never seen her before, but she was apparently a friend of theirs,
okay.
Said, oh, you know, by the way, WFOD, I listen to your show. I enjoy it quite a bit. And, you know, I have a whole commentary about how I think of the four of you, drunk has the sexiest voice.
Boom.
And it grossed me out.
That's the truth.
That is kind of nasty.
And then I tuned out that shit. I was like, I'll just listen to this on podcast if this kind of shit I'm going to see.
Yeah, that's like your grandma describing your grandpa's balls. Like, sweetie, you don't understand how delicious these
why
are.
Why am I like grandpa balls?
Old grandpa balls.
I don't know.
So we do have Ask Dr. Napier questions.
And it's time for...
But first, we should do a quick Hollywood Fantasy League update.
Oh, okay.
I will
With
point...
With my 0 points?
No, you didn't get zero, but The Purge was the big winner of the weekend, and that went undrafted. Nobody took The Purge. There was five of us.
They won the weekend? Not even like a re-release.
No, it was the number one movie of the weekend.
Gotta be shit.
$34 million. It was the number one movie for the weekend. I had a 42 on Metacritic, so it finished with 14 points for the weekend. So it still has another week and another weekend before it's finished.
Mm-hmm.
Not like it matters because nobody fucking drafted it.
Well, hopefully we won't have too many 100-point movies again.
Drunk's third-round pick, The Internship, came out this weekend. Finished fourth.
Fourth.
Behind The Purge, The Fast and the Furious, and I don't know, something else. Something that's already been out.
That After Earth, perhaps?
Maybe that was it, yeah. But, yeah, so it didn't do so hot. Has a 43 on Metacritic, so it netted you 7 points its open weekend.
So it had how many millions of dollars?
17.
17 million.
Yeah. So not a great turnout.
Did that even pay for Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson's
probably
contract?
Probably not. I mean, you know, maybe it's a late bloomer. Maybe it'll pick up.
It's,
once word of mouth gets
it's
out.
It's like those Kevin Smith movies that just make so much in the theaters and then everybody talks about it after it comes out on
DVD. I'm pretty sure people are fucking sick and tired of seeing Wedding Crashers redone over and over again.
Are you ready for your Dr. Napier questions?
Yeah, let's do it.
And it's time for...
What did you think of my zoo story? Did you think that was a good story?
Dr. Napier.
I mean, it had a good... It had a good ending, right? I mean, with it being a man and all that.
Well, I think I missed the first couple moments of...
That's really creepy, dude.
I posted one of her videos on our Facebook page. It's pretty awesome.
Do you think it wears a sun, like one of those poofy dresses? Because if it wore like a sheer sundress, you would just see its like stuff flopping around. Because I don't think you could dance too good with all that, you know, stuff duct taped to you.
Okay, first question.
It feels so good to be alive.
From Anchor Babcock, does wearing pink actually help cure breast cancer?
No. We've been doing that now for how many decades? Not seeing the progress, buddy. Not seeing it. Maybe it's because I'm not there, you know, every day in and out, but not seeing it.
Question two from Amanda. How do I get my sister to stop being an annoying critter?
Critter? I think she wanted to use a different C word. Oh, my God, look at her.
Holy shit, that is a dude. Yeah, that's a dude.
Yeah.
She is getting down, dude.
Is that dancing?
Yeah. See, this one has, like, umbrellas. This one's pretty awesome. But,
her name is Susan.
Napier, you need to answer your question.
Yeah, I'm kind of out of it, right? What?
How do I get my sister to stop being an annoying critter?
Critter.
One of the things you can do is accept her annoyance and just say, hey, what would you like to do? And then just, you know, do what she likes to do for a little while until she gets fucking sick and tired of it and then goes to bed. That's all I got.
So what'd you guys make me for dinner?
We had steak.
Question three from Bells. Bells is one of the co-hosts of the Dorktown podcast.
Excellent. Which,
by the way, drunk, number nine.
Yeah, I saw that.
On Dorktown for
moving on up.
For June or May, I guess.
Is that our top spot that we've gotten?
Yeah. We've creeped up one spot the last 3 months. We went from 11 to 10 to 9.
See?
I thought we went from 10 to 11 to 9.
We went from 10 to 11 to 10 to 9.
Gotcha.
Awesome.
So,
Furnacast, we're coming for you.
Yeah, Furnacast was number one again, so... Fuck them. We're no longer friends. I'm sorry. This is war. From Bells, how do you cure a tainted taint?
Baby wipes. Use antibiotic cream.
Powder.
Perhaps? Powder. It depends. If it's oozing, get it to stop oozing.
Like pus.
Yeah, like, you know, whatever it's oozing. Whatever, it doesn't have to be pus. It can be whatever it's oozing.
Let me ask you, Napier.
Yeah?
When you wipe your ass...
Yeah?
Do you fold into nice little squares, or do
yes.
you bunch?
No, I fold.
Who bunches? People bunch?
I saw somebody on a movie or something. There was a scene, and they bunched.
What?
They bunched.
Nobody
and it
does
freaked
that.
Me out. I don't think anybody does that.
I do folds.
I do it very evenly, like on the perforations. I make a perfect little square.
Let me ask you this. When's the last time you wiped only once?
You mean like you wiped and there was nothing there and so it was like the perfect one?
No, you just wiped, flushed the toilet, and went out.
Oh, so you don't even check to make sure you're good?
No, I never check. I just give it the double wipe every time.
What?
I just give it the double wipe.
You just wipe twice and then assume you're good?
Mm-hmm.
You're a fucking liar.
No, I just know I'm good.
How do you know you're good?
You don't need to wipe more than twice. You're fine.
I'm going to disagree. I'm probably going to refute that tonight.
Your asshole is perfect to a point where you only need to wipe twice every time?
Sometimes I only got to wipe once.
But you don't check?
No.
You don't look at the paper and say,
disgusting.
It looks like I need another one.
No.
You have to check, or else you don't know if you have poo still on you.
No, I'm good.
What if you're not good?
But I can tell that I'm good.
How can you tell?
I can feel...
No, you're bullshitting. You're just trying to create content, right? This isn't a real thing.
That can't be right.
I mean, I have wiped three times sometimes, but not very often. But no, there's no checking. I don't need to look at that.
That doesn't make any sense. You don't know...
Can somebody tell me what's going on in the chat room? What are these people talking about?
Amanda's ex-stepdad got knocked out.
Why? Well, I mean, if there's like people like screaming and beating each other up, please call in. Drunk, do the phone number.
If you'd like to get a hold of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program, please dial 309.
But only if there's like people like yelling at each other and fighting and stuff. That sounds great.
309-740-1430, or contact us on the Skypes at WFODicks. And this motherfucking cat.
Yeah, it was touching my ass last week. It was really creepy. It likes butts. Dude, your cat likes butts.
We got sidetracked. What were we talking about?
Wiping and how many times you do it and why you don't need to look because you can just feel it.
You can just
How
feel...
do you feel that? It's not... Unless you're not properly wiping, there's no way you can feel that. It doesn't...
So how many times do you wipe?
I don't know, however many times is needed.
However many you need.
And you check every time?
Yes, every time.
You're
yes.
like,
Wipe, well, check, wipe, check,
no, there's
wipe,
no need
check.
To check.
There's no need to check.
Yes, there is a need to check. It's called shit. You need to check on your shit.
Oh my god.
This isn't optional, damn it. You don't.
Do we have more Ask Dr. Napier?
No, no.
And that was Ask Dr. Napier.
So I don't know if you saw Shannon's video about why she hasn't been making videos lately.
No.
Did you see that? She's having a medical issue.
Yeah.
That's preventing her from focusing her full attention.
Well,
to...
I'll shed a singular tear for Shannon. I'm sorry.
Well, good friend of the show, Shannon.
Can
and
we
she
discuss
is,
the medical issue? Or
she's very dedicated to this contest, though, and I mean, she couldn't talk very well. I mean, she was very weak.
Yeah.
And she called me and she said, "Mike, if this is the last, you know, thing I ever see, I want you to win it for me. I want to see Drunk go."
Yeah.
Well, she can't because he's not going to bring a camera. I mean,
she said, win it for Shannon. And
can we just say Drunk went? And then, I mean, she'll never know.
So it's like our mission now. We got to win it for Shannon, you guys. Hashtag win it for Shannon.
So no longer hashtag win it for Drunkard.
No, it's. It's bigger than you now, Drunk.
Yeah.
Now we have to win it for Shannon.
Okay.
Shannon needs this.
She needs it.
This one's for you, Shannon.
So when we come back, I want to talk about Facebook, India. I want to tell my steak guy story, and we're going to talk about domestic violence.
So. Excellent. Good topics for us. Steak and wife beating. Napier, we can do this.
Napier wants
this. This is our zone, damn it. This is our clutch time. Motherfucker, we got this. We'll be back.
And Napier wants to talk about the new Xbox.
Yeah, the new Xbox, which is not my ex-lady's box. All right, key of C. Yeah, that is my favorite key. It's a... It's really poppy, that key.
Don't ask me! What you know is true! Don't have to tell you! Love your precious heart! Well, I was standing... You were there. Two worlds collided, and they could never tear us apart. We could live 4,000 years, but if I hurt you, I'd make wine from your tears. I told you that we could fly, 'cause we all have wings. Some of us. I don't know why. I was standing there. You were there. Two worlds collided, and they could never tear us apart. Apart, you
You were standing. I was there. Two worlds collided, and they could never tear us apart. I was standing. You were there. Two worlds collided. This was a dumb song. I hate the person who picked this song.
That was me.
I hate you.
That guy hung himself jacking off.
That's hot. Holy shit, I like this song now. Do you think he had this playing on the background while he was doing it too? This is the last check for $500 I'll ever get. I'm going to play this on a cassette tape in a motel. I'm going to jerk it and hang myself from the rafters. That way all my friends can look at my dirty, diseased cock hanging off of this seedy shitbag motel. Faggots.
He probably heard himself on the radio. He was probably flipping channels. He's like, holy shit, that's me.
Had some, like, 17-year-old broad in his room with him. That song comes on like, change it. That's my dad's song. He likes that. It's over, fuck it. He probably thought he'd be the next Kurt Cobain. They won't appreciate me till I've hung myself naked in the shitty motel room.
Jacking off in the closet.
Jacking off while my spotter just fucking hangs out in the back and then leaves.
Kurt Cobain shot himself in the face, and that sounds kind of messy. I got a better idea.
I'm going to jizz, that way when I shit, it's mixed in with my jizz so I can make a chud baby in the room.
Shooting yourself is just so violent. This is an act of love.
If you can't love yourself, who's gonna? Especially in this motel room at 3 a.m. in the morning around a noose. Oh, baby, get my good jerking off belt. No, don't use that one. It leaves black marks around my neck.
Hello. It is I, the random computer voice from Nerdgasm, Lulz Cast. We here at Radio FooBar wanted to thank you for listening. We know you have literally hundreds of options here on the interwebs, and we are glad you chose us. If you have any requests or thoughts, please contact us at radiofoobar@radiofoobar.com. Goodbye.
Welcome back to the show. To contact us tonight, please dial 309-740-1430 or contact us on the Skypes at WFODix. So, you still scared of the ice cream man?
I'm not. However, I had a different fellow come in the other day.
Yeah?
Yes. God, did he bite you?
He bites everybody.
He's an asshole.
He gave me a nip.
So I'm sitting there the other night minding my own business. I'm just sitting in my office by myself, probably listening to podcasts or Spotify or something. Had my headphones on.
Or Joan at work.
Do you
Joe at work?
This colored fella, he comes just busting into my office. I mean, just fucking, like, two arm, nailed the door, fucking bust in, and
Is he a large colored fella?
He was a very large colored fella. He had a shirt that said XXL on it. I don't know if that was the size or like if it was like for a Super Bowl, but I'd believe it was the size.
I think it's a brand.
Did he have hair?
I don't. He had a goatee.
But he was bald.
I don't remember what kind of hair he had. He had like either no hair or short black guy hair.
Okay.
He didn't have a big hair, you know.
Okay.
He had black guy hair. Okay. He was a black guy. So he busts in the door, and he's very like energetic, and he goes, "Yo, dog, I got these steaks, man. $7.99 usually, man. For you, $3. Come on, man. Come on, man. Let me show you what I got out here. Come on." Starts walking back out the door. So, like, I mean, I'm fucking scared as shit. I didn't know what the hell was. I mean, by the time I had processed what was going on, he was already working his way back out the door.
And he's a salesman. You got to be energetic to be a salesman.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, like, he brought the stakes. You bring the stakes in. You don't like tell me, hey, come out to my creepy steak truck so that I can show you my steaks. Well, I mean, you bring a couple steaks in. You set them on the counter. You say, these are the steaks that I'm offering to you.
Would you have been more creeped out if he just laid bloody meat on your counter? Said, well, hey, you want some of this?
And I mean, like, really, I mean, like, his sales pitch wasn't even so much the issue. Although I was already kind of like, you know, well, fuck this guy. I'm not going to buy anything from this guy. But I mean, like, it was 10 o'clock in the morning, and I'm at work. What am I going to do with these steaks all day? What, am I just going to set them on the counter until I can go home?
Do you not have
a refrigerator? Like, I work like an 8-hour work day. I just got there.
No, you cut them into small strips, and you put them on your windowsill. When you go home, you got jerky.
So let me ask you this. What kind of steaks were they?
I don't know, because I told him I didn't want any of his steak.
How many times did you have to tell him that?
I really just kind of told him once.
Oh, like, well, he's not a real salesman,
like,
then.
I was like, no, thank you, man. I'm not really interested. Well, I mean, like, you know, he wanted me to get up and walk out to his truck, and once it was obvious I wasn't going to do that, I mean, what is he going to... Come on, man. Please come outside and let me show you my steaks?
Yeah.
No.
Until you lock that door, he has no reason not to keep coming in. He's a salesman, damn it.
I've bought steaks from the back of a van before.
At your house?
Yeah.
Not at your job.
Yeah.
Because it would be stupid to buy steaks at 10 o'clock in the morning when you have to be at work all day.
You don't have a freezer at work?
No.
No refrigerator?
Who has a fucking freezer at work?
I do.
Fucking good for you guys.
So you can't bring in like a fucking TV dinner and stick in the freezer and then...
I mean, like, I could bring in a cooler or something, but, I mean, that's a lot of goddamn assumptions to be making.
You don't have a refrigerator there?
No.
What?
Not even a mini fridge to keep drink, like, cold or anything? Or...
No.
Your job sucks.
Damn, dude, right. They hate you.
I know. So, yeah, he said, oh, man, I thought I had you, and left, so...
Oh, he meant rape. He was going to touch you, dude.
You think?
Yeah, dude, you're lucky you got both your danglies.
Dan has a point that it might very well have been lion steak or zebra steak. He didn't specify the type of steak. I just assumed it was regular old steak.
Well, I mean, there's different kinds of steak. You got strip steak, sirloin steak,
flank steak, skirt steak.
How many?
Flat iron steak. Burger.
Chop steak's good too. Don't forget rump roast.
Bubba drunk. So if you ever have a large black man walk into your office and try to sell you steak,
I'm probably buying them, especially for $3. $3 steak.
A $3 steak is a really good deal.
Where are you going to beat that?
But I don't know what I would have done with them all. I don't know what.
You don't got like a little hibachi at work?
No. Oh, you mean to like grill them up for lunch?
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
Well, now you have ideas for later, should he come back.
Napier, you experienced all the wonder that was E3 today?
I watched a bunch of it, yeah.
And what did we learn?
We learned that Xbox is holding some very nice games at ransom in order for you to actually experience them.
You mean behind all the stuff that you talked about last week?
Yes.
So they said, all right, now we'll show you the games...
Yeah,
so
first
you have to buy it. Do they have exclusives, or will everything be on Sony?
This
too?
Is for their new system.
This is for their new system,
and it's called what now?
The Xbox One, also known as the X-Bone. XB1, get it?
Yes, I
it's also thanks. Fucking you.
The chat room has a lot of different kinds of steak that you guys missed. Cube steak.
I'm pretty sure.
We had ribeye steak, flank steak.
Flank steak. Panda steak. That one was not in there.
Well, there is no panda cut of steak.
How do you know?
I think he means an actual panda made into steaks.
So, anywho, this comes out slightly before Thanksgiving, right?
November 20th or 21st, and it's going to be $500. And
so
if
it's
your internet
right at Black Friday.
Yep. And if your internet ever goes out for more than a day, you will not have a game device. You will have a Blu-ray player that costs you $500.
Because there's no disc?
No, there are still discs. Okay. You have to take the disc and load it onto your Xbox, like a computer game. only it doesn't do as many things as a computer, and it's more limited in what you can actually load on there, and I hate them.
So what you're saying is get the PS4.
I would suggest the PS4. The PS4, from what I understand, they're not doing this horseshit. They have good exclusives, too. They have nice stuff. I will say this. Some of the stuff for Xbox I really want to fucking play. Like the Halo 5, the little trailer for it looked awesome. They're bringing back Killer Instinct for that fighting game for Super Nintendo. That fucking amazing game. They're bringing it back.
I didn't enjoy that game. I thought it was kind of stupid.
What?
I preferred Street Fighter and Mortal Kombat to Killer Instinct. Killer Instinct was pretty lame.
What about Tekken?
I don't know when the last Tekken game was.
I enjoyed it. It was fun. Like, you know, what with the Cyber Wolf and Kilgore.
What was that other one? Wherever you got the combos.
I kind of enjoyed the Def Jam Vendetta.
That
was kind of fun.
Where you got your bling and whatnot.
I thought Killer Instinct was a Nintendo thing,
though. It was a Nintendo thing.
Is Nintendo making games for Xbox now?
Nope, but this is going to be apparently an Xbox exclusive.
How does that make sense? Maybe they sold the franchise elsewhere?
Well, they might have sold the IP for it, like the intellectual property for it. But my big deal is all of this horseshit. Yes, Rare did.
Kilgore was awesome. I could beat your fucking ass with Kilgore.
Kilgore was the fucking shit.
He was the silver guy with the ponytail, right? And
yeah.
He had like the Wolverine claw?
I think so, yeah. Yeah,
fuck that guy.
That dude was awesome. Oh, Altered Beast is there. I swear to God, I saw him in the clips.
No, Altered Beast was a game.
Oh, I thought there was a dude that was named Altered Beast. He was the cat-looking dude. Who's the cat-looking dude?
I loved Altered Beast. That was just like a side thing, and then you turn into like a wolf or something.
What the fuck ever happened? What was that game, Rampage, where you could be like a dinosaur or King Kong and you went around
beating the shit?
We're
getting sidetracked. You were talking about E3.
Yeah. So a lot of good games are coming out for the new Xbox, and I'm not getting it because of Microsoft's stupid shit that they're pulling for no goddamn reason. And I suggest nobody else buy it either. Eventually, they'll figure out that this is fucking stupid. A year later, they'll come out with a little thing like, okay, well, the 24-hour thing was a little stupid. We're going to get rid of it. Please give us money so we don't have to fire people. I would be okay with once a month.
So what's this 24? I don't understand.
Your Xbox has to dial home every 24 hours. If it can't, like your internet goes out for 24 hours, you're locked out of all your games. It doesn't matter if it's a single-player game or a multiplayer game. You're locked out of all of them.
Or if you don't even have to get on the internet to play it.
Oh, yeah. It can just be a standalone game. You don't need the internet.
So,
you're locked
out. So I could be playing Madden, and even though I'm not connected to my shit, I can't play Madden.
No, you will. After 24 hours, you'll be locked out.
That's retarded. I'm getting distracted by the chat. They're talking about Vega from Street Fighter, who also had a claw. Mm-hmm. You know, the thing about Vega is he was pretty badass, but he was such a pussy. Like, you had to hit somebody like 1,000 times with Vega.
Yeah, but you could do that with Vega. You could just like, do slaps at him all day.
I mean, I guess, you got to hit him, like, once or twice and then run away. Like,
yeah, pretty
much. Ooh, I got you.
Yeah, tag.
I was kind of a fan of that Blanca.
Blanca was good. Yeah.
Dynamite Radio, boys. So, there was a brawl at a kindergarten graduation.
Excellent.
It was in Cleveland. I think Drunk should be like our news guy. Like, Drunk should read like the first paragraph of the article, and then we'll talk about it.
Okay,
that's what people do, right?
Yeah, let's try it out.
Okay, Drunk. This is the news hour with our newsman, Drunk.
A brawl that started over a spilled punch at a kindergarten graduation ceremony Friday resulted in the arrest of 8 people, authorities said. Police were called in when one participant pulled out a pipe and hit another with a hammer.
So, how are you bringing pipes and hammers to graduation?
Maybe he was a plumber.
Mm-hmm. Like he came right from work?
Or he came before work, or during work.
You know, that's an angle that I hadn't considered.
Yeah, people have jobs.
People have jobs. And but don't you take
kindergarten
off?
Graduations are like, what, 11?
I don't know. Do they don't have like a special thing?
I'm sure
he could have went during lunchtime. I mean, some people got to support their children.
Don't you
whatnot.
Take off your belt or something then?
I guess it depends on who you're hitting.
Yeah, this is our new segment, Weird News. My favorite segment that we...
That's not really weird.
Well, I have lots of weird news articles for our new segment, Weird News. So you think that he wore his tool belt into the graduation?
We probably just ran out to the truck.
And then people got rowdy, and he pulled out a pipe.
Yeah, he started bashing people in the mouth.
You think it
what
was...
What the fuck is going on out there? Jesus Christ.
You think it was like a copper pipe or a PVC pipe?
I don't know. But I mean, like when they were brawling, that was...
Cast iron pipe?
That was fine. That was fine. No big deal. People fight. It happens. There's kindergartners. We're setting a great example. Whatever. But once they start pulling out weapons...
It is in Cleveland. Isn't Cleveland like one of the most depressing cities in the nation?
It literally sounds like there's like a whole daycare right outside my house.
Yeah.
Hopefully I locked my doors.
I don't think that's going to matter when they smash through your damn windows.
It literally sounds like there's 40 kids right outside my house all screaming.
And so you know what that means.
What?
We need a soundproof studio.
Oh, yeah. We need to get cushions in this bitch. Cushions it.
Oh, those kids back in your tree.
Oh, okay. Our next weird news story.
A Florida man is accused of pretending to be a home intruder and violently attacking his wife.
I would just like to say that when I mentioned that you should do that to spice up your marriage, I didn't think anybody would actually do it. And I don't take anything for this. This is on this guy. He decided to be this man.
Guy did.
Can we scroll up for just
one second? He fucking left and said like, "Hey, I'm going down the street to get like some cigarettes and some lottery tickets." And while he was gone, he parked around the corner, put on a mask, and then broke into his own house and beat the fuck out of his wife.
All kinds of crazy shit happens.
See, this is
so many leaves. He gets back in his car. He comes back home, and he's like, "Oh my God, honey, what happened?"
See, this is the times we're living in. If this were 50 years ago, he could have just smacked her around a little bit and wouldn't have to go through this whole fucking charade. So, do you see what we're forced to do now, ladies? Putting on masks in our own home.
Hold on. Go back.
So he shows up and he's comforting his wife. Oh my God, I better call the police.
You're on the wrong story.
So they call the police.
So he's the one that called the cops.
Yeah. The police are like, "Come on now, this is some bullshit, right?" He's like, "No, somebody broke into my house and beat up my wife." It turns out he was mad at his wife because he thought she was cheating on him. But I guess he didn't just want to like kick her ass. He wanted somebody else to kick her ass. But that doesn't really teach her a lesson, right? Because doesn't she need to know why she's getting her ass kicked?
Yeah, I would say yes.
I mean, I'm not saying it's great. It's terrible that this happened. But I mean, like, if you're going to go through the trouble of beating up somebody, they should know why they're being beat up. Otherwise, you're not...
Right, just not some random attack. So is that the last one?
No. I have three in our weird news segment. Our new segment, Weird News.
Mannequins displaying lingerie and other skimpy clothing may soon be banned in India's cosmopolitan city of Mumbai as an anti-rape measure.
Well, I want to know why these mannequins are raping people. Obviously, they got some weird Indian voodoo shit going on down there.
I think it's the mannequins that are getting raped.
Do you think people are like dressing up as mannequins sitting around in a store just standing really still? And then when everybody's gone home except for one broad, they just rape the shit out of her? Like, "Oh God, the mannequins came to life and raped me." Nobody's going to believe her. Nobody's going to believe that shit. Obviously, they just got to get rid of all of them just to be safe. Like, "No, we're not going to let this shit happen again. Not on my watch."
Seriously. You don't know which ones are real and which ones are mannequins.
I'm, Obviously, if they can't tell, how am I supposed to tell? They work there. They work there. They see them every day. And they don't notice a goddamn thing. How am I supposed to tell? I do think I am slightly offended by that story because it showed a black mannequin, and that's reinforcing stereotypes.
Are there black people in India?
Yes.
Well, they're all kind of brown-ish.
Ish.
You know.
But they're Indian.
But they don't look like that mannequin.
Yeah.
I find it weird that they use that picture.
Napier, you misunderstood.
Oh.
The reason that they're banning scantily clad mannequins is the men see the mannequins in their lingerie, and like they have to go fuck something immediately. They
like the mannequins?
They're a bunch of goddamn animals that can't control themselves.
Well, if they're
and they
just
see this scantily clad piece of plastic, it's basically a piece of fucking plastic with a bra hanging off of it.
So why does the government care if men are?
They see this piece of plastic with a bra hanging on it, and they're like, oh my God, I bet there's real women wearing this under their clothes, and they have to go fuck something.
So if all these men are raping these mannequins, why does the government care?
No, they're not fucking the mannequins. They're going and fucking women because...
Well, that's what people do.
The mannequins entice them.
Oh, so it's even dumber than both of those things that I said. You see... The first one was dumb. The second one was really dumb. And the third one was fucking far out there as hell. Because that's dumb as shit. I'm pretty sure this is the same country that a judge decided to call down the monkey god to come into the courtroom because somebody said that it was God's fault and he wanted the monkey god to come down into the courtroom and explain himself. And when he didn't, he held the monkey god in contempt.
The monkey god lives.
So once the monkey god shows up, then he's got to serve some time?
Well, yeah, you would think.
Is there a monkey god, really?
I think there is. I mean, we have gods. Why don't monkeys?
Anchor just posted the link to Mannequin.
Eddie said that we were too young for this. That was my favorite movie growing up,
That's the horror from Sex in the City when she was young Patrol. And I mean, not like hot, but...
And there were still treads left on her vagina.
You know. No,
that's a quality flick.
You know the whore from Sex and the City's name? Do you know the other horrors' names?
Well, you got Sarah Jessica Parker. And you got Kristen Davis. I don't know the redheaded broad's name.
Redheaded broad from Sex and the City.
Yeah.
You see her and you say, hey, that's a redheaded broad from Sex and the City.
Yeah.
Actually, when they put her in like the... credits, they put her in it. Redheaded broad from
Sex and the City.
No, of course we all remember Mannequin Anchor. In fact, I own Mannequin on DVD.
It's quality flick.
I'll get it right now and show it to you.
What is that? Jefferson Starship with the song?
And see, that...
That's actually a really good idea. I like that. We should start Name That Whore.
Dan suggests a new segment, new drunk segment, Name That Whore. Oh, drunk is like an encyclopedia of obscure broads' names from film. So what were we talking about?
So drunk, Name That Whore from The Notebook.
Oh, I've never seen that movie, I couldn't tell you.
Name That Whore from Ghostbusters.
Sigourney Weaver.
It's not your contest!
Oh, fuck.
Okay. Anyway. So, yeah, these Indians, they see mannequins, and they want to fuck... they want to fuck the mannequin. And you know, that mannequin is probably... That movie is probably what's at fault, because they think, oh, this could happen.
I don't think they have DVDs over there.
You don't think? It's probably just getting there.
Oh, like the VHS?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
like they're probably getting like their shipment of Los Angeles Kings Western Conference champion shirts like today.
Yeah, they probably got a whole bunch of those. Well, I mean, it's made there anyway. I mean, so fuck it.
So I'm browsing the Twitters the other day, and there's this chick that she does a podcast. It's basically just she plays music. It's a it And she's into a lot of like obscure, like punk rock music and
stuff
like that.
Isn't all punk rock pretty fucking obscure?
Yeah, but I mean, you know, she posts this show, and it's interesting. I'm kind of a music guy. I enjoy listening to it. I don't like all the songs, but I like some of them. It's kind of fun. It's different.
I like punk covers.
So anyway, the other day, she posts...
I'm sorry, who are you talking about?
The show is called Everything and the Kitchen Sink. It is on SoundCloud.
Okay.
And so she posts this thing on Facebook, but her Facebook is linked to her Twitter, so I see it. What are your 20 Desert Island albums? The 20 albums that you would have to have if you were deserted on an island. And so, like, I thought about it for a while, and, like, I'm sure that, like, my taste in music would probably be looked down upon with, like, this, you know, hipster group of people. I mean, like, they were posting most of the stuff that they posted, like, all the other people that were posting on this, stuff I've never heard of. I mean, you know, I like a lot of 90s rock. I had two Pumpkins albums on there. You know, I mean, I like a lot of music, but you know my tastes are pretty normal. I like Poppy. I would like what they would probably consider like corporate rock. You know what I mean? You know, music for the man.
You sold out, man.
I sold out. I did. So I was already kind of like, you know, sitting at the cool guy table. You know, like trying to fit in with the cool guys when I'm not very cool.
I would agree.
And so I post my top 10 on Facebook under like my Facebook name. And so
did you get ridiculed?
No. And they're nice, so they probably ridiculed me privately, sure. But I mean they didn't shit on me like in the chat. Actually, I haven't looked at it today. It might be shitting on my list, but like maybe 5 minutes after I posted my list, my dad responded. Because my dad saw that I was posting on something on Facebook. So he starts writing stuff and, like, commenting about, you know, like, how he's my dad. And, like, you know, this is my list. And it was, like, you know, Poco and the Eagles and Pamela Anderson. And I was like, Dad, Pamela Anderson doesn't have, you know, an album. And he goes, you know, it's my list. And I want Pamela Anderson. So, you know, like I email her.
How old is your dad? Because how old is Pamela Anderson?
I emailed him privately. I'm like, Lord. Dude, I'm sorry. This is really embarrassing. You know, my dad's responding to your thing. I'm very embarrassed by this. That, you know, I'm trying to fit in with the cool kids and my dad's, you know, buttoning on my shit. And so then, you know, she laughs at me and it's funny. Ha ha ha. So then my sister starts responding.
Here we go.
To what a dork my dad is. And I'm like, oh, God. These guys are like, you know, yo, man, you know, the Sex Pistols early stuff was, you know, so much better, blah, blah, blah. And my dad's like, Pamela Anderson. And I'm like, oh, God, what have I done?
Yeah, now all the cool kids won't invite you to drink fucking Pabst Blue Ribbon at the City Museum with them. Well, they twirl their fucking mustaches. The fuck do you give a shit?
What's wrong with twirling your mustache?
There's nothing wrong, except for when you do it with Pabst Blue Ribbon at the City Museum, hanging out with all your friends to see which band they can think of that the rest of them haven't heard of yet. Fuckers.
We like these people, and they weren't mean to me. I was just pointing out that I was embarrassed. So we have to pick Drunk's next podcast challenge. This one's kind of old, so don't pick one that's already been picked.
I was about to say.
Eric Toddcast versus In Your Head.
Into Your Head. Dude, I'll tell you what. Eric Toddcast, by the way, the only podcast on this list that is not on Stitcher.
Okay, automatic loser.
One and done. One and done.
Drunk, I will show you how to get the Eric Toddcast before you leave. Into Your Head is like this. I think he's Australian, but I don't quote me on that.
I like people with accents.
Seriously, this guy will just fucking hypnotize you. because he talks really fast and there's no real punctuation in his speech.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, you just listen to it and, like, you just zone out completely. So don't drive a car while you're listening to Into Your Head. I'm serious. If you're listening to me now and you give a shit, check out this Into Your Head. And seriously, like just listen to it for like 10 minutes. These are actually both podcasts that Benny from Podcheese told me about. Eric Toddcast and Into Your Head are both Benny Michaels approved.
It seems like we're nearly done with the first round.
Yeah, I know. The first round is getting done. But seriously, this Into Your Head, you have to... Oh, Dan asked about what was the awesome podcast that I showed him. I actually showed it to Anchor, too. It's called the Badger's Briefcase. And I might have to include that in the next Drunk Podcast Challenge. Because the Badger Briefcase, that this fellow... does a lot of like little skits and stuff, and he does all the voices himself, and he pulls out like word clues that these badgers left for him in a briefcase. I think it's like Blue's Clues, only like on meth.
Guess who figured out Blue's Clues?
And it's for Trump adults, I believe. It's not a kids' podcast. It has bad language, but it's very like cartoony. It's strange. It's really weird. But that has nothing to do with anything. We're talking about Into Your Head versus the Eric Toddcast.
Where can I find Mr. Eric Toddcast? Is he on like Podbean or something?
Not on Stitcher. He's not on Stitcher. So sorry.
I don't have an app for that.
Yeah. So. You have an Android operating system?
Yeah.
I have a good program. I'll share it with you.
Okay.
Yeah. That's really, really all
you
I
got. Nothing?
That's all I got.
Let me see this list.
It's done. It's done. No, everything on the list is done. Unless Napier has anything else.
He's got gun talk.
Drunk? No, actually, guns are silent right now.
Do you have
There's
anything
nothing going
drunk?
On.
Do you have anything you want to...
I'm not so angry this week, and the road that I usually get to get here was not flooded out, so...
Yay!
I was pretty happy about that. I made it here at 8:07. Boom.
Chat started off pretty slow, but it kind of picked up there in the second half. So thank you guys for stopping by. And we're taking off next week. We will not be doing a show next week.
We got 10 more minutes.
I will more than likely post like a best of or something.
Napier wants to play D&D.
Yeah, Napier wants to do a Dungeons & Dragons show where we just play Dungeons & Dragons.
Because we can record that. We can edit it to sound better than it actually would be.
I don't know if that would be good or not, but that wouldn't be like an official show. That would just be something we would do for fun.
Exactly.
So, yeah, we'll see you in 2 weeks for our 100th episode.
Whoa. 100? This is 99?
This is 99, yeah.
Yep.
So we take off next week. And then the week after that...
I better take off work that day.
We will have our 100th episode. What we have planned for number 100, I plan to do one of just about everything. We're going to do a Me and My Talking Dick episode. We're going to do a Detective Napier. We're going to have a Napier karaoke.
Are we going to play What's in Drunk's Mouth?
We are going to play What's in Drunk's Mouth.
You're going to squeeze all this excitement in
right.
in an hour and a half.
We are going to have the return of Mike's Dad Answers Random Yahoo Answers Questions, which the only person will remember we did that was our number one fan back in the day when we had one person that listened to us.
And she's not in the chat room.
I don't even remember this.
That might have been before you.
Yeah, that was before your time.
Yeah,
it was before the live?
Yep.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I was still pre-live, too.
You know, that one fan that we had, it was kind of cool because it was like, you know, there was weeks that, like, I was just like, nobody's going to listen to it anyway. Ah, wait. We do have that one fan.
Yeah, we can't disappoint our one fan.
So, you know, that was, and I have no idea how she found us, but it was just random, and, It was kind of cool. And now
he'll be out of town, crazy, and
now
none of us have the equipment.
Now we have like five fans. So, yeah, Well, you know, I mean, if somebody wants to step up and produce the drunk call-in show, I'm sure Drunk would be happy to do an hour next week.
No. No.
So do you want your 100th episode to be the drunk call?
No, it'll
episode?
Be a special episode.
Well, we don't count our best of as episodes. So
well, right. This would truly be the best of.
Right.
I still vote D&D night, but I will try to get together an Uncle Salt Whistles. That's just as good as an old man raping a cat. Just as good.
Uncle Salt Whistles for the 100th episode too.
Yeah,
get them all in there.
Yeah, get them all.
And
in there.
And I talked to our buddy Andrew Ferris, the genius.
To all 99, every bit we've ever done.
The genius behind the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks theme song. We're gonna do something with him too. I think.
Yeah, we should
for number 100 because I felt like he needed to be a part of it.
Can I be included in the song this time?
One couch and alcohol with three fat guys and drunk. Oh, yeah. So, yeah. If you want to be involved in the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks 100th episode in some capacity, let me know. I don't know what that means.
Oh, should we do Dr. Napier questions?
Well, yeah, we've kind of done that every week now, right?
Yeah, we need to. Submit your epic questions.
Dear Dr. Napier,
so next week we're
what
gonna
in the world are you going to put in Drunk's mouth?
So next
it
week
won't
we're having
be my penis, wink, wink.
Dr. Napier and Detective Napier?
And Napier Karaoke.
Ask Dr. Napier, Detective Ooh. Napier, Napier Karaoke.
Uncle Salt Whistles.
Uncle Salt Whistles. Me and My Talking Dick. And What's in Drunk's Mouth, all jammed into our allotted slot.
You better tell Woody to get off the thing early.
So I'll tell you what, we won't have to plan much.
That's good.
Well, technically we'll be planning everything, so.
Just well ahead of time.
Yeah.
It won't be off the cuff like we normally are.
And Crazy J is going to do a bit, apparently. That's what the chat says. Upper or lower?
I am definitely a upper rear half admiral. Upper, fuck you. Don't look at me. You don't look at me when I do this. You're looking at me. Turn away. I can't get off if you're watching. See you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Listen to us every Monday night at 9-8 Central at RadioQBar.com. Find us on iTunes and rate us 5 stars. Call us at 314-266-WECHOD and leave a message that may get played on the air. Visit us at WECHODIX.POPBEAN.COM. Follow us on Twitter at WECHODIX. Join our board at wechodix.boards.net and remember to always say please and thank you. Go wash up. You have been a dirty, dirty girl.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company. M-I-K-E.
Because we like you.
But I don't. This is our art, man.
I don't know what's arty about it.
Somebody's gonna shit on our art. That doesn't bother you?
Not really.
Are they gonna shit on our art?
You don't like our random conversations me and my buddy post up as podcasts? Oh boy, that's like commenting on somebody's political discourse in a fucking bar when everybody's drunk. Like, oh, nobody gives a shit. You're at a goddamn bar.
This is our art, man.
This isn't an art. This is our hangout time.
Wheelbarrow full of dicks, where the conversation will make your mother sick. One couch and alcohol with three fat guys. We say mean and crazy things, and one of us is high. Wheelbarrow full of dicks. Wheelbarrow full of dicks, where the penis jokes come fast and thick. We've been getting away with this for far too long. Join us Monday nights on RadioFubar.com.